Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Close Up Talk Radio, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing, important, and interesting individuals from the worlds of business, industry, travel, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the technical wizards behind the scenes who create the magic that make their company's products and services so special. Here's your opportunity to hear firsthand the fascinating stories of how it all happened from those who actually made it possible. Now, live, this is Close Up Talk Radio.
Broadcasting worldwide, this is CUTV News Radio Live, and I'm at the studios of CUTV News, and this is your host, Jim Masters. Thank you so very much for joining us live here on CUTV News Radio. We are a wonderful resource, a great broadcast series daily with multiple shows, and we've been doing them for many, many, many years on radio and also with our television shows and video showcase spotlights as well. We do seek out and find and showcase. Our team behind the scenes looks for people who are doing some incredible things to change the world for the better, to spread positive vibes in a variety of different fields of endeavor, from business to entertainment to music to sports to health and wellness to science and technology and big business and small business. Literally, everybody and anyone who is doing some incredible work. And as your host, it's always my pleasure to have an opportunity to learn from these guests that we find, these guest experts that we find and showcase on our broadcast, CUTV News Radio. Because as your host, I learn just like you do listening. And we appreciate all the feedback. We appreciate all the comments about our shows. We do know that they touch lives and touch people. So it's wonderful to have you with us on the show as well. It is 3 p.m. here Eastern at the CUTV News Radio Studios. It is Monday, February 8th, 2016. We want to delve right in a wonderful topic and a great guest. Her name is Barina Wise, and she owns and operates Barina Wise Healing. She's located in Little Elm, Texas. And Barina Wise is an energy healing practitioner. She has an energy healing practice that supports clients on the journey to restore their emotional and physical health. You know, you develop new cells every hour of the day, and if you're speaking to those cells and allowing those cells to rejuvenate and grow, you're seeing nothing but positive energy. Sometimes you need traditional medicine, but energy medicine can work wonders as well as a complement to traditional medicine. It allows you to take control of your choices. As Barina says, your body is designed to heal. It's really a matter of clearing everything that doesn't belong, and the body will then heal itself. According to Barina, everything is energy. It's just how you facilitate it. Sound has the power to heal wounds, ignite our spirit, change consciousness, and reunite us with the divine harmonies and rhythms of the universe. Now, though Barina is a Reiki master with an extensive training in a variety of modalities to meet her clients' needs, including crystal healing, cold laser therapy, Psyche K, she's also recently focused her treatment on restorative energy treatment known as acutonics, which is an energy-based, non-invasive treatment that is similar to an acupuncture, and it's really amazing. Her website is BarinaWiseHealing.com. That's BerenaWise, and then the word healing.com, BarinaWiseHealing.com. Without further ado, we'd love to welcome her to the show for the very first time, and hopefully we'll get a chance to chat with her more here on CUTV News Radio. Barina Wise of Barina Wise Healing, again, in Little Elm, Texas. And again, she has the ability to work with folks around the country and around the world as well through today's technology. Barina, thank you so much for joining us on the show today. It's a real honor and a pleasure to have you with us this afternoon.
Oh, it's a pleasure to meet you, and thank you so much for the opportunity.
It's always our pleasure to share wonderful stories and to have great guests, again, who are doing amazing work. Tell us a little bit about your story, the Barina Y story. What I imagine, you know, we're all on this journey of life. We're all learning from every twist and turn and every nook and cranny. And hopefully we do get, pun intended, wiser and we master our own lives. But were there things within your own life and your own life's journey that encouraged you, inspired you, directed you to do the type of work that you do, helping and healing others?
I think most everyone has a story when it comes to their own health and how and why they're led where they end up. Mine is like a lot of people out there. I had been let down by the traditional medical world to the point that I was convinced, or they had me convinced, that my life was going to be one particular way, and I really didn't have a choice in the issue at all. And that's when I got a little bit angry, and that's a good thing, and decided that I was going to fire them and find a way myself to make myself healthy. And we all have the power to do that. It's just taking our powers back. We need both worlds. You know, we live in this world, and we can't do it all ourselves. We need the whole village, so to say. But we do have options that we can heal ourselves. And once we realize that God made our bodies to do just that, and with a little help, we can bring ourselves back and stand in our own power and heal ourselves. Yep.
Which is very important. We all need to do that. And you really need to start from within to do that, right?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Tools are within us. It's just sometimes we don't know how to tap into them.
This is true, and we get sometimes mentally and emotionally to a state where we can't see the forest for the trees. That's when we do go inside, go in your heart. Everything lies there. This is where you can find answers and tap into your energy field. And when you do that, you can find where you have this pain over here. Well, let's send it some energy from over here to help it out just a little bit. And it works wonders. It absolutely works wonders. Acutonics is a wonderful system for that because it is based on puncture. You use the same acupuncture points to access the meridians, which opens and clears blockages. So your own personal energy flows the way it's supposed to, and your body does have access to your own personal medicine.
Very, very important. Absolutely. And you can show people how to do that. You like helping people. Tell us a little bit about that process. Why is it that you love helping people so much? And tell us the ways that you're able to do it with Barina Wise Healing. How do you actually help people heal and tap into themselves?
First of all, you make contact with the people. You let them know that they are not alone in the process, regardless of what process they're walking through at that particular time. There's always people out there, whether it's someone like myself, a family member, someone, a friend, that can take their hand and walk through it with them. You know, you don't have to make the journey by yourself.
And trust is very important too, right? You have to establish trust in the beginning.
Of course.
Once trust is established, then people will be more open, more authentic, and they will receive the message, they'll receive what it is you're trying to show them more effectively and more deeply. So you try to establish trust right away, right?
That's important. You have to establish a rapport with this person, a trust with this person. And when they come into the office, you take time with them. You allow them to allow you into their energy field in a very soft, loving, and nurturing way. Once that is reached and they know they're in a safe place, and a lot of people have been hurt a lot, and so it takes a little bit of time to reassure them that this is a safe place. They're in a safe place. Then once you access the energy field, you begin and move this energy softly. There is nothing abrupt. There's nothing harsh about it. It's just relaxing. Just relaxing and trusting and allowing. You have to get the person to a place where they can allow this energy just to flow. Just to flow and do its thing. Other than that, you know, you're just a facilitator. The energy comes through them, through you to this person, and then back around to you. And it's not a one-way street. You know, when you're helping someone else, you're helping yourself. You're receiving just as much healing as they are, and that's the beautiful thing about it. And at the end of the session, they realize, hey, we were in this together. When you said we all do this together, that's exactly what we did. And they felt that energy. They felt you, and you filled them. And that's the beauty. That is the beauty. At the end of the day, I've received as much, if not more, than my clients. And that's the beautiful thing.
That's right.
That's really the beautiful thing.
It's really, you get back what you're giving out. And that's a universal thing. I think when people realize, and they tap into the fact that, you know, what you're putting out there can be positive or negative, and what you put out sometimes comes back to you in spades. So while you are helping others and encouraging and connecting, that energy, that positivity, that empowerment will come back to you, to all of us, ways that we didn't even realize. Yeah, and things, ways we didn't even realize, which is really incredible. So the body does have the ability to heal itself.
It does.
You have a real personal connection, obviously, to energy. Tell us, we've been talking in the beginning, at the open, I mentioned you're familiar, of course, with Reiki, crystal healing, Psyche. Tell us about, sounds fascinating, acutonics. Is it
acutonics?
Does it involve music or?
It's the music of the spheres, if you want to put it that way.
It's
a beautiful modality. It's acupuncture done with the vibration and the tones of tuning forks rather than needles.
It was
developed by acupuncturist the way I understand it, they got into the development of acutonics for patients that was needle phobic, small children, elderly that had difficulty as their skin thins to hold needles, and then found out it just goes way beyond what they thought it would, from the emotional to the spiritual to the healing of the body. It can be a complete therapeutic. If you have a shoulder injury, it can break up inflammation, and then there's forks that have a heating, so you can heat it up, you can cool it off. So it's a complete therapeutic treatment, as well as it feels wonderful. It's like a massage. And then the sound is just amazing. The forks themselves were tuned to the orbital vibration of the planets, and it's beautiful. They're musical tones, but they're also to the cosmos, the music of the cosmos, the cosmic hums. I mean, any way you want to put it, it gets you into balance with all your surroundings, Mother Earth and the cosmos as well. There's fork that is tuned to the orbital vibration of the Earth, which is just amazing for helping to ground and support. And then every time there's a planet or a planetoid or an asteroid discovered, there's a fork tuned for that as well. the orbital vibrations and the tones to that. So they already have Nibiru and Sedna and a few of the others. Fork's already tuned for that. So it's ongoing and upgrading at all times.
Ongoing and upgrading at all times. That
just
is
like
what
we are,
we're all doing. Yeah, just like we are and the world is, and you have to be ready to adapt to it all. And again, when it comes to health and wellness, whether it's spiritual or soulful, mind, body, and spirit, it's all interconnected, and one does impact the other. We're chatting today on the show, CUTV News Radio, Jim Masters here with Barina Weiss. She is founder of Barina Weiss Healing. Her website is barinaweisshealing.com. That is BarinaWise Healing.com. And Barina, tell us if you can a little bit about, I mean, obviously, was it always your intention to have so many different modalities at your disposal? And I'm sure when you use the different modalities based on the needs of the client that you're working with, you may even interweave some different ones based on what they need and what they respond to, right?
Always, always. I never have a session that doesn't have two, three, four modalities in one. It's just whatever that person needs at that moment. Sometimes I pick up the forks and spirit says, no, they need hands on. So the forks go down, the hands go on. Why I have so many modalities? Oh my goodness, when I first got started, it was just like opening up this endless well of information that you were a sponge, you couldn't get enough. I started out with some shaman training and then went to Reiki and then to Qigong and then to energy weavings and energy
Qigong,
medicine
I've
and then on
that.
And on and on. It's
Qigong is incredible.
It's wonderful. It is. It's wonderful. And you take all of this and just blend it together and make this beautiful potion that's just for you that day. Maybe different tomorrow, but it's perfect for you today. But I hope I never stop learning. I hope I never stop learning. It's one thing makes what you do stronger, you know, and there may be just, in my mindset, there may be something out there, just one little thing that can be the missing link to help one person. And so that is worth adding to the tool belt. And then I've taken some modalities that I don't use. Just didn't resonate.
It's also about getting clients to understand, appreciate, and accept the process. The more you can offer, the more easy it is to customize these experiences and these modalities for the person. Let's talk about the clients, the folks that you've helped, I know, have received great benefit. Even if it's something where in the beginning they're used to just traditional medicine and not they haven't delved into alternative forms. Again, this isn't meant to replace, but it's a complement and can be an enhancement. And sometimes people respond even better to alternatives. How do you describe some of the clients? Do they come from all walks of life and all backgrounds? And do they have similar issues, or it's across the board?
It's all across the board, and I have people from all walks of life. I even have some traditional medicine practitioners and MDs and all of this that I see as well, which is beautiful. I've had a couple of doctors that have referred patients of theirs to me. Because they needed something more on the meditation lines or more what I do to help them just learn to balance their own energy. I mean, you can lower your own blood pressure. You can do wonderful things with just learning to use your own body, use your own body energy. Years ago, I was having issues. You see, I say was, not am. I was having blood pressure issues, could not get it down, and I'm a little person, so it wasn't from overweight, just could not get the blood pressure down. And this wonderful, wonderful shaman friend that I was working with gave me a little tiny drum and said, "Brina, you can do this yourself. You don't need medication. Let's slow your heart rate down." Gave me this little teensy drum and said, "Okay, I want you to start beating this drum as fast as your heart is beating right now." And I did. And he said, "Now, just talk to your body and slowly, just slowly start to slow down the beat of the drum and tell your body, just slow down. It's okay. Just slow down." And within just a matter of what seemed no more than a minute, I had my blood pressure down. And that's just talking to your body and showing it what you want it to do. It's all you have to do.
That's all you have to do,
others.
Really?
And yeah, it's all you have to do. And I have proven that to my own physician in her office when I had an episode. And she just said, "I don't know how you did that, but I'm standing here in awe." But you can do this. You know, it's talking to your body and showing it what you want it to do. It can be easy. You know, this, God made the body. God made this, all of the information, easy. And we make it hard. You know, we've been taught if it isn't hard, it can't be legitimate, right?
Exactly,
most
yeah.
Things that,
yeah, right.
But most things that I have found
no pain,
to be
no gain,
the truth.
And,
mm-hmm,
yeah, that's
so
our society.
Simple.
No, you know, you got to sweat, no pain, no gain, but sometimes that
mm-hmm.
isn't always exactly.
It's not true, right.
True. Tell us, there's something else that's fascinating me. I just want to mention one more time a little bit about, because I've done some research too, when I heard that you did acutonics, I know that
mm-hmm.
it's used effectively to support people who have a wide variety of ailments too, things like muscular, skeletal, neurological, psycho-spiritual, emotional, psychological, gastrointestinal. You hear a lot of people having issues with that these days.
Right.
Gynecological, respiratory, and many other chronic and debilitating conditions. This acutonics can help, and there's been this type of healing works had profound results in treating chronic and debilitating conditions. Also helping people to balance the spiritual, emotional, physical. I think that's pretty cool stuff. But there's something
it
else
is pretty
called
cool stuff.
Color puncture. What is
right.
that? That sounds really interesting. Color puncture.
This is another one of my my new loves and babies, because I'm all about the vibration and the frequencies. Our bodies react so well to vibration and frequency. Well, the color puncture are lights that work on wands. Beautiful little crystals that you put in a little device and you, similar to a flashlight, say, just put it in simple terms. And the colored light shines through the crystal, which is precisely cut by Swarovski. And this was all in the invention of Peter Mandel, who is a wonderful, wonderful scientist that's been doing this for a very long time now. And this is put on as well, the meridians of the body, and specific areas that need a little bit of help. So where the acutonics works on vibrational tones from the forks, the color puncture works with the vibration and frequency of color, which color is one of the most potent healing modalities on the planet. It's just amazing. So I would encourage anyone, just go online and research color puncture or Peter Mandel to just see the possibilities of this beautiful work. And I've found amazing results with this, working with all types of things. Emotional, we can work. It's very effective, like acupuncture and acupressure, where you can do a lot of work on the feet and the ears to access every organ in your body. So it's very non-invasive. just very relaxing. I just can't say enough about it. It's just so relaxing. And
really,
I haven't
had
one person that has not had a really positive go out singing the praises of it, because it is wonderful. I had a lady just yesterday, which was Sunday, and yes, I did work on it yesterday, that said that it was her first time in, and she said that she had never been so relaxed in her life. And I'm like,
this is
huge. Because most of the clients that, I would say since last September, really, just to get it in a time frame, a lot of the similar things that I've been hearing is, I feel so scattered, I'm off balance, this is going on, and this is going on, tell me I'm not going crazy. It's just they're very scattered. Their energy is just all over the place. And all they need is for it to be pulled back in and not feel so fractured to them, just smooth it out a little bit. And they go out like, this is me again. I don't know what you did, but thank you.
But
And people do feel it's the... It is, but the energy around us and in the atmosphere and the heavens right now, with five planets lined up and the sun having flares, and you can't tell me, I don't know astrology, but you can't tell me that this doesn't affect the energy that we're walking through and living with that makes our body energy react to it. And for so many people with the same story, there has to be something to it. But I know that part of the job is to let them know, no, you are not going crazy. You know, you just need, you're just reacting to everything around you, and it's a little bit harder to walk through it right now. All we need to do
That's
is just relax, you know,
just
to
relax.
Just balance your own energy field so that you can breathe. People are only breathing from, like, their neck up.
Yeah.
And
no,
you can't relax that way.
Right. That's why, you know, even when you go to the doctor, they say, breathe deep. It's true.
Mm-hmm.
You really
and
have
then
to
you go,
totally different when you, when you taking a deep breath is crucial. Our guest is Brina Weiss. Again, she is founder of Brina Weiss Healing, an energy healing practice that supports clients on the journey to emotional and physical health wellness. The website is BrinaWeissHealing.com. Are there other ways that people can connect with you as well? Do you do Skype if they're not maybe in the Little Elm, Texas area that they can connect with you?
Sure. I can do Skype. I can do telephone. I also work, in fact, most of my outside work is done at Lightworkers Sanctuary in the Colony, Texas, and they can reach me there at 214-385-1784, and they'll be more than happy to make an appointment, and if you're in the area, to come in this way or to set up a remote with me.
That's great.
But if you are in the area, we're not that far from the Dallas Frisco area, so you know it's not that far. Little Elm Sims very far away, but
or if you're in the area,
they
can connect if they're in the area, but you do have ways to consult and help those who may be in New York or Boston or Chicago or Los Angeles or Orlando, listening, or even Canada, Toronto. I mean, we reach all
wherever
over.
Wherever they would like to come.
Wherever they like to come. Well, Brina, this was wonderful. I really appreciate your taking time on CUTV News Radio to share this information with us and your story and your journey.
It's my honor. And I hope I didn't talk too fast. Sometimes I get excited.
You were terrific. You were great. You were phenomenal. I hope we get a chance to chat with you again real soon as well
show. Me too.
Enjoy the rest
and
of your
thank
day.
Thank you.
Oh, you are very, very welcome. And thank you for joining us. This is Jim Masters, CUTV News Radio. Stay tuned, more great shows coming up. But for now, thanking you for your time this time. Till next time on CUTV News Radio. Have an amazing day. Take care.